This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The mass flooding from Tuesday's destruction of a dam in southern Ukraine has drowned cities and brought new threats. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
The scale of the devastation across large parts of the region has brought fresh heartbreak in what is still an active war zone. It's now threatening a new wave of homelessness, disease, toxic chemical contamination, and even warnings of floating landmines in this ecological disaster. Russian state media are reporting that although the water levels may have peaked, the floods are expected to remain for up to 10 days. The long-term damage is another matter.
That was Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. Smoke from Canadian wildfires is pouring into the U.S. East Coast and Midwest and covering the capitals of both nations in an unhealthy haze. Governor Kathy Hochul of New York State says the air in cities in western New York will be more hazardous on Thursday as the smoke from Canadian wildfires heads west.
This plume, if you can follow it, it is moving. Right now it is shifting further west, and I want people in western New York to be ready for that. So we're expecting this to abate possibly over the weekend, but that does not guarantee that this won't come back, and that is the message.
The haze also delays some flights Wednesday, sending school recesses indoors, forcing the cancellation of events, and prompting people to fish out pandemic-era face masks. Canadian officials have expanded evacuation orders. The Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island began erupting again Wednesday after a three-month pause. The eruption displays spectacular fountains of glowing lava that remains a safe distance from people and structures in the national park surrounding the volcano. This is VOA News. The U.S. Geological Survey's Hawaiian Volcano Observatory said increased earthquake activity and changes in the patterns of ground deformation at the summit started Tuesday night. A glow was then detected in webcam images from Kilauea Summit early Wednesday morning, indicating an eruption was occurring within the crater. Taiwan activated its defense systems on Thursday after reporting 37 Chinese military aircraft flying into the island's air defense zone. The island's defense ministry says some of the Chinese aircraft flew to Taiwan's southeast and crossed into the western Pacific to perform air surveillance and long-distance navigation training. China has regularly flown its air force into the skies near the island over the past 3 years, though not into Taiwan's territorial airspace. China considers the island a breakaway province and has vowed to bring the island under its control by any means necessary, including a military takeover. A prominent Hollywood actor has been arrested on charges related to the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Here's AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
The FBI says video footage shows Jay Johnston pushing against police and holding a stolen police shield over his head and passing it to other rioters. He was the voice of Jimmy Pesto on Fox's Bob's Burgers. The Daily Beast had reported Johnston was banned from the show after the riot. The FBI says it has a text message in which Johnston says he was at the Capitol January 6th. The text read, "The news has presented it as an attack. It actually wasn't. Thought it kind of turned into that." Johnston's other acting credits include the TV show Arrested Development and the movie Anchorman. He spoke to the AP in 2005 after getting no laughs at a comedy benefit for hurricane relief.
It was just a bunch of Katrina sad sacks out there.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray became the first teammates in the history of the National Basketball Association Championship Series to both record triple-doubles as the Denver Nuggets defeated the Miami Heat 109-94 Wednesday in Miami. Jokic finished with 32 points, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists, while Murray had 34 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. Jokic told reporters after the game he was much happier with the victory.
To be honest, I just think it's a win, you know, because if we lose, nobody's going to even mention. I don't care. It's just a stat.
Denver now leads the best of seven series by a 2-1 margin. Game four is set for Friday in Miami. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.